2. History. Listen to a lecture in a history class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
A symbol, as you all know, is a thing that stands for, represents something else. A tiger, for instance, may symbolize power. An interesting thing is that the meaning of a symbol might change over time. For example, the Bastille was a prison in Paris, and yet somehow it has come to symbolize freedom. Let's talk about how that happened. First, let's focus on the original, what the Bastille used to stand for. The Bastille was a prison. This is during the rule of King Louis XVI. We're talking about the late 1700s. At that time, it was for those who acted or wrote or spoke rebelliously against the French government. It represented a place of political oppression, and the absolute monarchy that controlled France. Anyone who said anything that the government thought was rebellious was put in the Bastille. But this all changed when the people of Paris got fed up with the government and decided to free the prisoners. In what's referred to as the storming of the Bastille, an angry crowd attacked the prison and released everyone in it. This event actually triggered the French Revolution, which brought great change to France. The people were finally free of the absolute monarchy. So, as you can see, the Bastille actually became a step toward France's freedom, and I think you can understand why it's now a symbol of freedom, too.